Environmental Science, Requirement 6, find out about 3 career opportunities in environmental science. I'm not going to give an absolute list, but for some resources, the U.S. Department of Labor has rather comprehensive listings of such that includes educational careers, work in forestry, the National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, a number of federal positions, as well as private forestry and timber work, land management, and other sorts of resource management jobs. Of these, I will pick one, the emerging field of medical ecology, and the job being a medical ecologist. Find out about the education, training, and experience required for the profession, and discuss with the counselor why this profession might interest you. I can't speak on your behalf as to say why this field is interesting, but I can say why it is interesting to me. Medical ecology is an emerging science that defines those aspects of an environment that has an effect on human health. One of the burgeoning areas in resource management is the idea of ecological services. For instance, if we were to chop down trees along a river area, we're probably going to have the deposition of more material into that river, and if that is something from which we draw water, we're now going to have to pay to have the turbidity of the water reduced enough to make it safe for human consumption. So in that regard, it may prove cheaper to leave the trees there and to have that ecosystem service provided. The idea is to remove the idea of man versus nature. Now, medical ecology is being applied a lot to dealing with cityscapes. How are there ways, for instance, that parks and other open areas may perform ecosystem services by either reducing air pollution, reducing stress, reducing noise pollution, providing a green space, a break from urban hardscape, runoff management, and other such things. So most medical ecologists start on the medical side of things. Most will be students with an undergraduate degree in medicine or the environment, and most will be pursuing a master's degree in public health, if not an actual doctorate in, for instance, something that is environmentally dependent, like infectious disease. The best-known course of this is probably the one done by Dick DePalmier at Columbia University as part of their School of Public Health. The actual training usually involves multiple classes with 3 to 6 month stints dealing with a medical ecology product. That could be something domestically, usually in an urban cityscape, or something internationally, usually having to do with agriculture. I find the notion of taking advantage of natural resources in their natural element to provide human benefit as being fascinating. And as I said before, it kind of destroys that dichotomy of man versus nature. So one job you may want to look into is professional medical ecology.